How to compare and contrast in English. Once you've chosen two things to compare and contrast, it's time to put pen to paper. Start writing. Before we discuss how to format a compare and contrast essay or how to write a compare and contrast thesis, we'll need to discuss how to compare and contrast two things. Sometimes, it's easiest to lead by example. Let's say that you want to compare and contrast the quality of education at Harvard and Yale. In order to do this, you will need to do quite a bit of research on both institutions. Then, you can separate both schools into two columns. In each column, you would need to write down information about the different schools. For example, you could use data like the graduation rates, average student GPAs, acceptance rates, average school rankings, and so on. Once you have that information compiled, you can see where there are similarities and where there are differences. After compiling all that information, you might have a table that looks like the one on your screen. Note, the table is just an example. It does not represent accurate data from Harvard or Yale. As you can see, there are some similarities and differences. The graduation rate and school ranking are relatively close. You might consider these two metrics as similarities. However, the average GPA and acceptance rate are somewhat far apart, so you might consider these two metrics as differences. With this information, you're already halfway to a great compare and contrast essay.